listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
So, how's life going for you now that the kids are back in school? Serene mornings with cooperative children taking responsibility for getting themselves up and off to school? All homework completed and permission slips signed? Yeah, sure. It may sound like a dream life, but it is possible to raise emotionally balanced children. And the Emotional Pro has the tools you need. Family therapist Eileen Dillon's ABC's ebook series offers parents information and tools to teach children how to master emotions. In the ABCs of Anger, you'll discover how to recognize and help a chronically angry child, the universal cause of anger in all children, and pick up easy, fun tools for reducing anger in your family. Check out all 10 of the ABC's ebooks at www.emotionalpro.com. We can help you with anger, fear, love, jealousy, and loneliness. Don't let your child leave home each day without the emotional foundations for life. Visit www.emotionalpro.com online today.
Welcome back to Full Power Living. Next week, as we work our way into the school year, we feature Mary Robinson Reynolds discussing the negative impact of applying labels to children and the power of compassionate connection. After that, we have internet art teaching guru Sandra Angelo, who's talking about how some people master disaster and come up being joyful. We've got more coming up after that. Dr. Beverly Potter on worry warts. Steve Siskel discussing what's your body telling you. And on October 8th, we have a first, a live channeling from Christina Sophia as we address the issue of how to keep yourself safe in our chaotic world. So join us in the coming weeks. I know you won't want to miss any of our great shows. Go to iTunes, type in my name, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, and subscribe to Full Power Living shows so that you can listen to them on your own MP3 player or computer anytime. Next week, co-host Dakey Fox and I are launching two new radio shows on the Women's Information Network at www.thewinonline.com. They are Building Conscious Families and Taking Your Turn. It's an internet radio network dedicated to supporting women and families. Today we're talking with Dr. Charlotte Resnick. You can find her at imageryforkids.com. She's the author of The Power of Your Child's Imagination, about how you can teach your child to use his or her imagination to deal with and overcome issues that you might otherwise find yourself fruitlessly arguing or lecturing about. So, Dr. Charlotte, a lot of kids have problems with sleep these days. They don't sleep through the night. Older kids don't get enough sleep. They have nightmares. They have trouble falling asleep. How can you use your imagination to deal with sleep problems?
Oh, it's a wonderful thing to do for yourself, because your imagination is often the cause of why you're not sleeping, because of a lot of fears came up. Just recently, one girl was having trouble sleeping, and she was afraid. She was afraid someone's going to break into the house, even though they had an alarm system on, but she was really terrified. So what she did was she asked for some help, and this amazing huge dragon came, a white dragon, and he would wrap himself around her bed and protect her from anything that came near, if anything would come near her. Plus, she put a tiger at the door. And then that really helped her calm down, so she was able to fall asleep. And then she started worrying about her parents. Maybe they won't be safe. So she sent her dragon's cousins and friends to protect her parents in their room, and that really helped her. And the funny thing is, after a while, she didn't even need to listen to my CD. She didn't even need the animal. It just incorporated and became part of her. So,
a lot better than the solution I had for my son, who had trouble going to sleep. I used to play classical music for him. And when he got to be an adult, we gave him some tickets when we couldn't attend the symphony. And he told us that he enjoyed the symphony up to a point, but we should remember that I used to put him to sleep with classical music.
That's true. That's great. That's great.
So I think your methods would work better.
It's still, that's wonderful, because I think music is very important, and there's been a lot of research in music and in Mozart and how the certain beats per minute make a difference and do calm you. And so calming music does help and transport you. And that's okay, even if he's at the concert in an evening. He could go to sleep and kind of the music would go become part of him. But I often use music with the kids and use it in my CDs, and I'm not sure what helps them more, the music or my voice, but it doesn't matter as long as something is helping them. Well, one little girl had someone come and bring her like magic beans or magic berries to eat, and then that would help her go to sleep. It would put her to sleep. It's kind of a takeoff almost on a fairy tale she must have read, but that was what she received. So anything that works is fine. You just call in your guides. You also could check with your heart. I'll have the kids learn to connect with their heart and their gut feelings, because that's another tool, and it's very important to develop, and that will develop their intuition as well. Like, what is your heart's message for you? And find out, maybe the heart is worrying about something. Maybe there's something on the mind of the heart that needs to be looked at. Or what do your gut feelings tell you? You know, maybe you worry about the test the next day. And what can you do about it? And then so you call in a guide to help you solve the problem of the test next day.
Now, that ties in with a lot of fairly modern research that shows that we do have emotional memory, emotional centers in our heart and in our gut. Is that not so?
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, there's even some anecdotal evidence of people who have heart transplants sometimes pick up the needs and desires of a person whose heart they have been given, like start liking their favorite ice cream. And that's what is suggested, cellular memory. It doesn't come from everyone. You know, it's not absolute, but there seems to be several cases like that. So it makes you wonder. How much information you are getting when you in your heart. And the gut has the lining of the gut has cells that are some similar to some of the cells in the brain. So it's like we have a belly brain. And it's important, I feel it's important to teach kids to connect with all three brains, the information in their head, their brain, their head, and their heart and their belly, and kind of synthesize all of them.
Well, now, you also suggest that kids touch in or can connect with other body parts, like what are their toes telling them, or like the Red Bull that was in the knee. So in a sense, you're suggesting that there is intelligence of some kind in every part of the body, are you not?
Yes, because we keep our feelings in all parts of our bodies, and they have information for us, and we keep symptoms in different parts of our bodies. You know, if your toe is hurting or your tummy is hurting, what is it trying to say? One girl was very upset because she always wanted to have a new brother, and she finally had a new brother, and then, you know, he became a little bit of a pain. And when she looked inside, her love feelings were in her heart, as we would expect, but what she called originally her hate feelings were in her toes. And then later on, she realized they were really sad feelings. And so we had a conversation with her toes and her sad and hateful feelings in her toes, what they needed. And what they needed was to spend more time with her mom. And then when we asked, well, what? How could she spend more time with her mom? Her heart told her, well, she could spend more time even with the babies. You know, she could help her mom change her little brother. She could be around when they're all together, and that would give her some more time with her mom, which she needed.
That's great. Now, that sounds a lot like old Gestalt therapy, where you have your arm talk to your face, or you put two people on the chair and have them talk back and forth.
Yes. It's very helpful. Yeah, it's very, very similar. And, of course, I have a background in all kinds of therapy. So, that yes, it's just like that. And you really have a difference. You actually speak to these parts of yourself. You're not really, you know, dissociating or, you know, going out the deep end. Because, of course, everyone knows it's what's real and what isn't. So, of course, you wouldn't use it with a psychiatric child, but you wouldn't be working with with that kind of child. But like one girl said that she has a mythical life and she has a real life, and she sees that they each help each other.
Well, now I'm aware that you and I are two therapists talking about this, and oh yes, we can say, well, you just do this and you just do that. But ordinary everyday parents can do this. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. And for example, if your child is upset, you can have your child draw a picture about how he feels. And one, I'm thinking of a little boy that drew ocean or water with sharks in it, and he was about to be eaten by the sharks, and that was alarming parent. Well, all you have to ask is, gosh, can anything help that little boy, you know, from save him from the sharks? And then your little boy might say, well, yeah, we could throw him a lifeline and pull him out. Or if he can come up with something, you could suggest some things like, gosh, I wonder if a boat could come along with his parents to help pull him out. Do you think that might work? So that you're seeing if your child has the resources to help solve a problem, and if he doesn't, you're there to help him solve the problem.
So that must really, once a child learns how to do that, because then you teach the children to do this on their own, that must really build their self-confidence and their self-esteem.
Yes, yes, exactly. And it makes them feel that they have some control of their lives, and that when problems come up, they can handle it. And if they can't, they know where to go for internal help. And if they still need external help, their parents or a teacher or an adult is there that can help them further.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's so important for the parents to also learn all these techniques, because you want to be there helping your child. It's, you know, it takes a while to incorporate into your life. So if everybody's doing the balloon breath at night or, you know, after school before you start your homework, they'll calm everybody down and get them ready.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a nice way to build family relationships. And I'm very interested in creating conscious families, and that this kind of thing creates consciousness or supports consciousness in the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm thinking about a mother and her son. He was behaving badly, and she was yelling at him, and they were both unhappy. So I had them both in my office kind of do their balloon breath and go back to a time for her to go back to a time when she was her son's age and remember what it was like to be a child, and for him to imagine if he was all grown up and had a child of his own, how he would react. So through their imaginations, they realized what it was like to be in the shoes of the other person. And it made them feel much better. And the mother relaxed so much more. And they were able to communicate much, much easier.
You know, I was once told that doing that also allows you to try on different ways of being in the world, which makes you more flexible.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's really wonderful. Well, imagination is a key ingredient in creating the lives we want to live and that we do live every day. And I think that most people don't look up long enough to imagine what they really want or to believe that they can have it or to allow it to come to them. So I got to thinking as I was reading your book that if a lot of people start working with your tools, whether they're working with children or they're working with themselves, this whole area of imagination, of manifestation, of creating our lives, can open up for generations to come. You're fomenting a revolution.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Imagination revolution. Power to the positive.
Wouldn't that be great? But it really did seem, you know, if you really get people with the idea that they can solve problems like this and that they can be open to getting gifts and that they have wisdom inside of themselves, that means that people will start living a different way.
Yes, yes.
That's really wonderful. I know you have developed this through the work that you've been doing, and I'm just grateful that you're sharing it with the larger world now. Thank you so much for writing the book.
Thank you. Thank you for appreciating and for speaking with me today.
So if there's one thing that people remember from your appearance here today, what would you want it to be?
Believe in yourself.
Uh-huh.
Picture your passion and trust. Trust your heart.
And that means also teach your children to believe in themselves and
Yes. And
follow their passion and trust themselves.
Yes.
And I think it's really important to remind a lot of parents that you can trust your children's imagination. You can trust their wisdom. There's a lot more to them than most people think.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree
to
that?
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Well, sadly, we need to draw this to a close. Let me remind our listeners that they can find your book, find you at imageryforkids.com, and they can order your book, The Power of Your Child's Imagination, through their local or major bookseller. And they can erase a lot of potential problems in their child's or family's life by using the 9 imagery tools you explain so well in your book. So I want to thank you for being my personal wizard today and bringing this special gift of imagination, and for inviting everybody to get back to our imagination and make our lives more fun. Thank you so much for being with us on Full Power Living today.
Pleasure, and I appreciate your generous spirit and your kindness.
All right. Thank you. Be sure to join us next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is 12 noon Eastern time, when we explore compassionate connection and ways to ensure academic success in these back-to-school times with Mary Robinson Reynolds. We look forward to having you with us then. Thanks to our talented producers at Fresh Talk Media, Paul and Robin Johnston. And until next time, I'm your host, Eileen Dillon, thanking you for listening and reminding you to pay attention to what you want to become and not to what you want to overcome.
Listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.